You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles tonight. We're in Galatians chapter 5 tonight, Galatians chapter 5. It's been a wonderful service to hear those three girls sing tonight. They are such a blessing, all born and raised and grown up adult ladies. And to hear the cousins sing, that was such a blessing. Hear Brother Jackson sing. Hear all your singing, the offering tonight. And it's been a good evening. Galatians chapter 5, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Go back with me to chapter 1. Let's read it together. Chapter 1, this church was having a problem with merging together the law and grace. They were so confused, and they felt like you had to keep the law to experience grace, which is not true. The Bible says, and I want you to read verse number 6, chapter 1, verse 6. Ready? Begin. I marvel that ye are so soon removed. Yeah, so Paul lays it out. It's all about grace. And this book, six chapters, it's all about grace, God's acrostic, God's riches at Christ's expense. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Go to chapter 4, please, verse 11. Here's what Paul said of these people. And he said, I won you to Christ. I mean, you're saved because I won you to Christ. But now I'm afraid of you. Let's read verse 11. Ready? Begin. For I am afraid of you. Let's read verse 14. Ready? Begin. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despise not. And then verse number 15 and verse 16. Ready? Begin. Wherein? And the truth was that of grace. It is not law. It's not keeping the commandments. It's all of grace. And that's what this book is for. So we begin in chapter 5. Stand fast. Stand fast. That's to be firm. God wants us to be firm today. I look at this crowd on Wednesday night up in the balcony, the lower floor of teenagers and adults. And really, you're a firm church. I was watching on Sunday as the men were preaching, and I watched the crowd very, very closely. Not one person was nodding off. Not one person was sleeping. Everyone had their attention here. That's the mark of a good church, ladies and gentlemen. That's a mark of a church that's standing firm. And he said, stand firm, stand fast. To keep, to preserve is the word fast. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Liberty is freedom. Grace is freedom. And that's what he's going to deal with. And be not again entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, with that in mind, well, we go to verse number 4, but let's read verse number 2, 3, and 4. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Let's read that again. Let's read it together. Ready? Begin. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law are fallen from grace. Justification. I love justification. The word justification, I was preaching on this subject in the old building 25, 30 years ago, and I knocked on a door on Cabrillo Avenue years before that, and I kept the card of John and Mary Williams. They're just old hillbillies, you know, just country folk that moved to California, and they were older than I am, and God just won my heart. They won my heart, but they were lost. And about 5 years later, John and Mary started coming to church. And I'll never forget it. I said, I remember you. You're John, you're Mary. John was the number one name for 60 years from 1900 to 1960. More people named John than any other name for 60 years straight. And Mary was the number one name from 1900 to 1960. So I remember John and Mary. And Williams is such an easy name. It's not like some Indian name with 26, 27, 28 letters. It's just, you know, Williams, it's an easy name to remember. And I'll never forget it. It took about, I'm going to guess 6-8 months. They were sitting in the back of that old auditorium on a Sunday morning. And I preached on the one word, justification, to be declared righteous. To be declared righteous, not by the baptism, not by the offering plate, not by keeping the law, not by circumcision, not by obeying all 613 commandments, not keeping the commandments, but a man is justified, declared righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I preached that day, and I'll never forget, I had such freedom that morning preaching. And then the invitation came. Do you remember that, honey, or no? You probably don't. I remember John. John was just a country bumpkin. He was a quiet guy, and he stepped out in the aisle, and Mary followed him. And I was watching if they were going to walk out to leave or whatever they were doing, and they started walking forward. And I tell you, Brother Everson, I had the fit. I mean, I lost it. I started saying, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I was so excited. John and Mary came. John stayed with us all those years. His wife has moved away. John passed away several years ago. I was with him when he passed away. But I'll never forget, they were justified on Justification Sunday morning. To be declared righteous, that a loving God would say, I want to declare you righteous. You know, justification is an act of God that I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. Free from the law, oh, happy condition. Jesus is saved, and now there's remission. I'm so glad there's such a word as, you know, pardon, that the President Biden's pardoning everything. Pardon still says you have guilt, but you've been pardoned. Justification says you're declared righteous. Nothing to the account. I want you to turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 3, please. Romans 3. And let's stay together for a few moments. Romans 3. As we work to look tonight on this word justification, because Paul is really going to deal with them now on this word of justification. And in chapter 3, verse number 20, let's read it together. Let's read about what he says in chapter 3, verse 20. Ready, begin. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, look at verse 24. Verse 24, ready, begin. Being justified freely by his
grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
How about verse 28, ready, begin. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified
by faith, not Jesus.
Now, friends, say right there, that you can't get any more clear than that. You're not declared righteous by the law. You're declared, the law is a good schoolmaster. We saw that in Galatians. It brings us to Christ, but Christ is the answer.
Amen.
Turn with me, if you will, to chapter 5 of Romans. Chapter 5 of Romans and verse number 1. Chapter 5, verse 1. Ready? Begin. Therefore, being justified by faith,
we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
How about verse number 9? Ready? Begin. Much more than you know, Brother Kiss, so we're justified. We're declared righteous. We're not just pardoned. We're declared righteous. There's nothing to our account because of the blood of Jesus Christ, Brother Peter. That's what it is. It's not by the law. Notice what the Bible says in verse number, in chapter 8. Let's go to chapter 8 in the book of Romans. Chapter 8. You're listening really well. Verse number 30. Let's read verse 30. Ready? Chapter 8, verse 30. Begin. Moreover, whom he did predestinate,
and whom he also called, and whom he justified.
Let's go back to Galatians chapter 2 now. Justification. I'm justified. I'm happy in Jesus today. The sins I've committed, they're all in the past. Thank God that I have been justified. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 2. In Galatians 2 and verse 16 and 17, here's justification. We memorized this in Bible college 56 years ago. I remember that. Ready? Begin. Knowing that a man is not justified
by works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even if he
Let's read verse 17. Keep going. Ready? But if while we
seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are pronounced sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Chapter 3, verse 11.
Ready? Begin. How about verse 24? Ready? Begin. Wherefore the law was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. How about chapter 5 and verse number 4, where we are tonight? Chapter 5, verse 4. Ready? Begin. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Do you know that Catholics and Orthodox Christians, now we think of this, Catholics and Orthodox Christians say this regarding justification: it occurs by baptism, and taking the sacraments justifies a man. But that's not what the Bible, we just read it. We're justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. For without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Salvation is so simple. I was preaching the last two nights over in Pleasanton, California, and Brother Bryson was saying, Brother Treber, help me with this. He said, Friday I was witnessing, Saturday I was witnessing. Two grown adults, Caucasian adults, lived in, born and bred and lived in America, and they have no idea about who Jesus Christ is. Absolutely no idea. They have no idea about the cross, that some folks wear a cross, and no idea about the cross. They have no idea about what Easter is about. No idea. No idea. We are living in a society where in America, many people have no knowledge of God. And consequently, we must take to Santa Clara this year, Amen. The gospel to every home.
Yep.
Every home, a gospel tract. Every home, a Bible. That's why we need to pray over every school, every elementary school. You're going to sign up beginning tonight. You've already signed up, so many of you. But everyone take a school where for 10, 15 minutes a week, you and your wife will go park your car at that school and pray for that school and pray for their safety and pray. Pray that God would reach in that school and give some righteousness. and pray for the mothers and the dads and the teachers and the principal. And then that's once a week you're going to go there. But then every single day you're going to pray for that school. The elementary school, the junior high school, the college, every park. We have them listed Sunday night. You'll see them. Every park needs to be prayed over. I prayed for about 20 parks we've opened up in our city. I was opening up the park where we play our soccer fields. Years ago, they had built that, and it's right next to the stadium, the 49ers stadium, and the mayor was there, and the city council was there, all the engineers were there, and it had a big crowd, and they had me pray, and I prayed, and we were in a Gulf War or something at that time, and I prayed for the Gulf War, and I didn't go on it, but I prayed that they'd have safety, and then I prayed that this park, there'd never be any smoking in this park. There'd never be any drugs in this park. There'd never be any alcohol in this park. And by the way, it's against the law to have it there. So I was in good ground. I was just praying their rules. And there would be righteousness in these parks. You know, every park needs to be prayed over. The police station needs to be prayed over. In time, you may want to get out of your car, you and your wife, if that's how you choose to pray, the two of you are a single man or whatever, and if you, that's what you're going to pray, and go inside and say, I want to let you know, I'm not a stalker, I'm here from the church, North Valley Baptist Church. Well, they'll know you right away. I just took them a big old box of candy that you had for me, Rosa, huge box of sea candy, and they were so appreciative. We take it to them, all the firehouses and everything, and all our neighbors around here, and we take it to them every year. They love us. But you know, if you say, I'm just here every week, I'm coming this year for 15 minutes a week, and I'm going to pray for the safety of the police officers. And every day at home, I'll pray for you. I've committed, that's my ministry this year, to pray for you. Do you know, they would not have a problem with that at all. They would not say, oh, you don't belong in this property. No, we don't want that. No, they would welcome it. Do you know that we have all these fire stations? We have the Kaiser Hospital in town here. I started last week, and I go every week now to the mayor's office. I go on the weekend when they're not open. And I go outside the door of the mayor's office and the city council and the chief of police. And I go for the building departments, and I just pray by name for all of them. I pray they get saved. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a godless society.
Amen.
But the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I wonder what's going to happen this year. I wonder what's going to happen.
Amen.
And what we have is to take the gospel of justification. The Lutherans believe this. Martin Luther did not believe this, but the Lutherans believe this. Justification, this is quoting the Lutherans. My mother was a Lutheran. Justification can be lost with the loss of faith. You can't lose justification. Once you've been declared righteous, you're righteous. Martin Luther wrote just the opposite. It's a little bit wordy. Listen to it. Now the article of justification, which is our sole defense. That's pretty strong. He wrote this in 1500. Martin Luther was a priest in the Catholic Church. He read the book of Romans. And he got hung up on this word we're covering tonight, justification. And he said, you know what? I can't cleanse anybody's sin and forgive anybody's sin. A man needs to be justified by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone.
Amen.
He got saved. he met a girl, and she was a nun, and he witnessed to her from the book of Romans. And in time she got saved, they got married. He took a hammer and he nailed a 95-point thesis to the door at the church at Wittenberg. That church is still there. And he nailed that 95-point thesis about how a man is saved through justification. Amen. He established the Lutheran Church. My mother, I mentioned, was a Lutheran. She later became, in about the mid-40s, a Baptist. But my mother went to her Lutheran church. An evangelist was there, and he preached from Sunday to Sunday, 8 nights, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, all day Sunday, 2 Sundays, and he preached on one subject: there is a hell. There is a hell. And on the last night, she got saved. And Lutherans would preach the gospel. Methodists would preach the gospel. But it's been so watered down. Yeah, I don't know if you can get saved in most of these churches today. He said, the article of justification, which is our sole defense, not only against all the force and the craft of man, but against the gates of hell, is this: that by faith only in Christ, and without works, we are pronounced righteous. Justification. Brother Martinez, come and sing that, will you please? I'm justified. I'm happy in Jesus today. The sins I've committed, they're all in the past. They'll never condemn me. You think of this song tonight. I am justified freely by the grace of God.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.